should apologize just like right out the gate here, because today is the Wednesday that we were up. I was late to uploading the pod. My bad, people. So those who are like listening at 5 o'clock or on the East Coast, hint, hint, you know who you are. My bad. I hope you don't mind my late upload, but it's done. We got it done.
Hell yeah.
I had to like take the MacBook to work, and I'm like in the office, like editing and doing stuff really fast at like 8:30 this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. This week has just been bonkers, guys. We were literally just, well, I was just venting that I'm just like pooped still. Like I haven't recovered. I've been sleeping so good every night, but I'm still like on the go, you know, 24/7, 365. So I just don't ever get sleep. So anyway, it's just getting rough out here.
A nap or like a weekend where I can sleep in for a good significant amount of time. That sounds lovely. Lovely.
Wait, what's your update for like this week? What's going on? What do you have?
Oh my God. Yeah. This like life is banana pants right now. It's kind of crazy. My husband hates it when I say that, but
whatever. Yeah, that was interesting. I've never heard you say that before.
Really? I feel like I say that all the time. Anyway, life is just a little insane. So I'm like working a ton. The remodel is like moving along. We should be done with like a brand new bathroom, brand new flooring in my master by the end of next week. So I'm thinking early June, I'll finally be able to like sleep in my big cozy king size bed again.
Yay. That's awesome. So exciting.
I love having like I want to be a starfish in bed. You know what I mean? Like I want elbow space. I want to like, yeah. And I haven't been able to do that. So I'm very excited, needless to say.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. This weekend is going to be not very fun, actually. I have like a bunch of yard work and house stuff, like cleaning the gutters and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, dang. You're getting straight into it. Home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I know. I want to like get all this stuff done before winter / fall comes around. Because I also need to get like my chimney cleaned and make sure that the roof is okay. Blah, blah. Being a homeowner.
Right?
So that's my weekend.
Adulting is so hard. Dang. Okay.
So hard.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Give us your update.
All's good over here. Working this week. And then I'm taking off on Friday and Monday. Half day on Monday because I'm going to Philomath, Oregon that I have never been to. So that will be fun. I'm going to a music festival that my friends put on. It's called Folk and Forage. And they have been doing it. This is their 7th Folk and Forage. They do a spring and a fall every year. And it's a very small music festival. It's just like 300 people. So shout out if anyone wants to go that listens, you should definitely hit me up. Obviously, it's probably too late for this weekend, but in the future, yeah, absolutely. Or in the fall, the one in the fall is like the 2nd week of October. I'm not exactly sure what the dates are off the top of my head, but it's a really small, really cute, intimate music festival, and they get really good acts. Like there's really good music. So, and then one of the creators and organizers also plays music, and he is my friend, and his name is Austin Quattlebaum. And I've talked about him on here before, but yeah. So it's going to be awesome. It's my first Folk and Forage. I wasn't able to go last fall because Kayfler was getting married. And this, the last spring, I didn't know Austin and Kayla that well. So it's my first like real introduction to the music festival. So I'm very excited about that. But also just like, you know, no sleep for the wicked. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So just moving and shaking. Very popular. I love it.
Here we go. I'm going to try and sleep this weekend, though, and not party so hard. So that is my agenda.
Nice.
TBD if that will actually happen. But I think so. I think I'm going to try to be really good because I'm going to be gone, yeah, for 4 nights. So it will be time to kind of just like rest and relax and hang. I am working the music festival, so there will be some responsible time. But yeah, it'll be awesome. Again, duh, we know I love live music, so it's going to be great. But
yay!
This week has just been like bonkers I got a new computer, and so that's just
I didn't know that.
Not personal computer, just like my work computer.
Oh, and never mind that.
So since I'm a remote employee, it is, and there's no like NPS duty station nearby, it is quite a nightmare to try to figure out how to get my computer hooked up to the network. So it's been like a month long ongoing process. Anyways, so my supervisor got involved recently, and then the head of all of like IT for our region got involved. So then I was like, everyone hates me. Anyways.
Oh no.
It's fine. Like, I don't know. I was just feeling like guilty, even though I didn't do anything. Like, I literally haven't done anything wrong. It's just right. Like they got called out. You know what I mean? Because nothing was happening with it. And so I just like feel guilty and like a little.
Oh man.
Anyway, there is no NPS duty station. Like, the closest one's Crater Lake or John Day. And they're both about like 2.5 hour drives or so. But John Day doesn't even have like a connection. And so I'd have to go to Crater Lake. Anyways, it's like very complicated. We have like no IT people in any of those stations either. So,
yikes.
Anyways, it's just like a big old thing. So long story short is there is other DOI sites here in Bend. There's BLM and there's Fish and Wildlife. And so I was in contact with both of them, and I ended up going to the Fish and Wildlife office this morning. And so I spent a lot of time with Fish and Wildlife today, trying to get my computer updated and trying getting on the network. And it was quite epic. So I'm just like pooped, I think, because I have been so social lately, you know, and then my like recharge time is work mostly because I have such like a busy schedule, and I wasn't able to like recharge today during work. I had to like be super social and just be like, thank you so much. Yeah, just be super grateful. So my battery is uber duber low today.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can hear it in my voice too. I like haven't got my voice back. So here we go. We just wanted to like pop on, and we're trying to get episodes banked. So Kaif and I will be together next week, which we still need to kind of like discuss our plans and our progress for that. But we'll definitely do a strawberry update episode afterwards. But we are just trying to bank a little bit so that we don't have to be so stressed when I am home. And trying to like get things out and into the world, because we're trying to be better.
Oh yeah,
we really are
trying to be better.
Yeah, but
we get it.
Also,
Kelly just showed me all of the like cute things that we're gonna bring to Strawberry. Okay, maybe we'll do like a little teaser. There's a theme. Just look out, and then maybe for our episode next week, like is this the pre-Strawberry episode?
It is the pre-Strawberry episode. Yeah.
Okay, here's the teaser. Look out on Instagram, because we're going to put a bunch of pictures. We'll, like, take photos of all the things that we got, because Kelly just went to the dollar store and, like, got so many cute things. I can't
Heck
wait.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
For sure.
We have a theme. We need to do, like, we're not going to do a camp cocktail this year, right? Are we doing that?
We're just doing the bloody bar. Yeah.
Okay, doing the bloody bar. Mm-hmm. Cool. We won't do a taste testing episode. But we will, like, why don't we like do little drops on social media or whatever of like all the cute little stuff that we got, because we're gonna have a vibe, people. Like, this is very exciting. Anyway,
yeah, we have lots of like fun lights and stuff, and yeah, decorations,
cute outfits.
Kaif and I are gonna be matching, FYI.
Yes. Like, we weren't already the same person. It's totally fine.
I know. It's going to be so cute. I was texting her today, and I was like, wait, so matching? Like, we're going to be, like, not matchy-matchy. Like, we're going to be the same exact outfit but different colors. So, if that's helpful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm very excited for that. It's going to be so fun. And, yeah, duh, your girl loves a theme. So, that's where we're at. I think people are excited, too, because my mom, like, texted me today, and she's like, okay, like, what am I supposed to wear? Okay, I may have potentially – I'm sure you read the email, but I – kind of said there was going to be a costume contest, because wanted people to get excited about it. Not necessarily that we actually have to have a prize, even though I said there would be a prize.
That we absolutely have to have a prize, because that was like news to me. I didn't know we were doing a costume contest. But I love it. And we should pick like a really good prize, something that like people will love and want forever and ever and ever. I don't know.
Oh my god, you know what we should get? We should get something like, you know, those like progressive presents where like you get like a trophy or whatever, and every year like you pass it on to the next winner.
Yes,
we should.
Oh my
do
god
that. So and then every time you have to like add something to it, right? Or like draw on it or something. We could, that's why I got the permanent markers, where we could draw on things and whatever. But I was, oh my god, that would be perfect if we got like a silly trophy.
Yay. Yes.
Okay, wait, let's cut this part out. I don't want them to know what the prize is.
Anyways. Okay, but I also think we can keep it in because we don't really know what it is either. We still have to find it, but okay. I love it. It's a teaser. It's just the teaser episode, strawberry teaser, people. Here we go.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, anyways, yeah, so that will be exciting. The themes are on point. I have themes I had themes last weekend, got themes this weekend, got themes the next weekend.
Kelly's your girl for a theme. It's going to be awesome.
No big deal. I mean, glitter literally is my favorite theme, so I mean, like, really don't know why I didn't do that for my birthday, but I'm very excited to do it this weekend. So yeah, and then Hawaiian cowboy would just be so funny for everyone else, for the boys for strawberry and stuff. They'll just get into it. So,
and it's like topical because a lot of cowboy stuff is happening this summer, so cowboy gear out, it's happening.
Very, very true. I also saw this sweet shirt at Goodwill, and it was like Lady Cowboys, and it looked real silly. Like, I just like really Lady wanted Cowboys? To get it. Yeah, just what? Like they're all like standing around a campfire. Like,
I don't know. I just really wanted like a print on the shirt. Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Anywho, okay, so we are wanting to do just like something kind of silly since Kaith is now an Oregonian, and we've talked about that before. We wanted to talk about today just like the top 20 things that there are to do in Oregon, because I feel like in the last episode, I kind of did a teaser of like, there's so many cool things about Oregon. Or maybe I said that this weekend to my friend Sam when we were like driving around. I was like, there's so many like cool places to go, and she's only been to a few of them so far. But nice. I mean, I haven't even been to all of them. So we're going to try and like talk about a few of them. I've been to a few of these, and we're going to just going to like skim through and like kind of talk and like maybe plan and or like plan like an adventure that Kaith and I can go on at some point this year. And try and like knock all these things off of our bucket list, and then we'll update you guys. Does that sound cool?
Lovely. Yeah, it sounds fabulous. Let's get into it. But also, I wanted to mention, like, when I was growing up in California, I always thought that Oregon was like so boring. Like, what do you do? And now that I'm here, there's so much stuff to do. Oh my gosh. So I'm just like really excited for sure. This topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You kick it off though.
Okay. The first one on my list. So actually I just like Googled the top 20 things, which sounds really silly, but like the website that popped up first that looked interesting was called worldwidetune.com. So if you want to look these up, you can look up this list yourself. But of course the number one thing is Multnomah Falls. I feel like I'm saying that wrong, but that is like the most iconic. How do you say it?
I don't know. Multnomah? I don't know. Because Oregon, like... Also, what is up with Oregon and all these crazy like the way they pronounce things? I don't know. It's
weird. Like they're native.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just terrible at announcing things or pronouncing things. So like I always get corrected, which is
Washington's kind of, the same though, you know, like all the stuff up near like Olympic and all the towns are all crazy.
Snoqualmie and Siskiyou or whatever. It's called Skew, but it's like Siskiyou. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. I love it. Multnomah.
So it is like two waterfalls. It's like probably when you Google Oregon, it's probably like the number one waterfall that pops up. It's like you can drive up to it and just like walk up to it. There's nothing like crazy exciting about it. But
too, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the one where you see with the bridge and whatever. So it's like in the gorge. Basically, it's like kind of, it's just a few hours, not even maybe an hour from Portland. And so there's just like that area starts getting to where it's like super green and whatever. So it's kind of just like a change of scenery, more of like what you think of Oregon. Like, I'd say it is really beautiful, but there's always a trillion people there. So choosing the time of year is always like a little. But anyway, I have been to this one. Have you been there yet, Kaith?
No, I haven't actually. I've done a little bit of research about the falls, and like I definitely want to go see it. But there's like a ton of different there's a ton of different hikes and stuff that you can do in that area. One called the Lobster Claw Viewpoint. And that one's supposed to give you like a really good view of the falls, not be super touristy. Because I did a little bit of research on it. So like that would definitely be on my bucket list as well.
Nice. There's this other waterfall that I've hiked to. Well, there's like a huge trail with like a bunch of waterfalls, but the most iconic one, which is just down the road from Multnomah Falls, the trailhead is, and it's called Tunnel Falls, and it's where you actually like walk behind the waterfall, and so you're like walking. Ooh, yeah,
that's cool.
It looks like really cool. There's like very Instagrammable. If you want to look at my Instagram, there's a video of me walking through it. Anyways, it's very cool. I feel like it's probably like 7 miles back or something. Does that sound right? Or maybe 7 round trip. I can't remember. I remember it was a longer day though, so maybe it was 7 one way or 5 one way. Anyway, yeah. But there's a bunch of waterfalls on that whole hike, and it's like beautiful. So lots to see in that area. Okay, you go. What's your next one? What's your first one?
So the very first thing that I was suggested or like recommended when I started my new job is in Portland. It's the Portland Japanese Gardens. I am a sucker for botanical gardens for whatever. Like I was going to the one in Bellevue all the time. I took my sister there when she would visit, and we'd like get coffee and just like walk around and see all the cute little stuff. So yeah, this one looks really good. I haven't been there yet. I definitely want to go before like sometime in the near future. But I just had like a lot of recommendations from several people at work that were like, you need to spend a day and just like walk around. It's so beautiful. So maybe in the fall when the trees all colors start to change and stuff. But yeah, that's my first one. Is the Portland Japanese Garden.
Okay. There's a place in Portland. I'm not sure where it's actually at, but like where all the cherry blossoms come out. Is that
totally.
Probably the Japanese? Okay. Yeah. Cause everyone always posts picture every year of like the cherry blossoms happening and everything. That's cool.
Yep.
I didn't know where it was at though. The next one I want to talk about is kind of overarching. So the coast, I actually haven't been to the coast technically yet. I went to a baby shower. I went to Nisa's baby shower out there. And so I saw like a tiny little piece of the coast, but like the most popular is Cannon Beach. That is just like iconic and like what you think of when you think of the Oregon coast. But there's like the entire coastline is really cool. Obviously Astoria is very popular because of Goonies and whatever. And then also there's like Lewis and Clark that's there. It's another NPS site. And so there's like a national park station there. And then there's just like, I've heard of like I don't know how to say any of them. Yaktas or something is like a super small, tiny little beach town. Yachts. I think that's how you say it. Yachts. Anyway, it's a super small, like tiny beach town, but I've heard all of them are cool. And like, it's just really awesome to go, especially like in the wintertime, because it's kind of the same temperature as it is in the summertime, because then, you know, it never really gets warm here. So, and there's less people there, which is nice. So yeah, that's my plan is to at some point get over to the coast, especially since you're over there, Kaif. Now, maybe we can just like do a drive down the coast and like check out a bunch of the little like beach towns and stuff.
I love a little beach town with like 400 people in it or whatever. Yes. Also Cannon was on my list as well. Cause I went to Lincoln City with my mom and my sister a while ago. And for whatever reason, I feel like I went to the Pelican Brewing Company with my dad, but I don't know when that would have happened. So I don't know.
Yeah. You do like,
but that's Pelican out there brewery. Too.
Yeah.
I do like the Pelican stuff. The Pelican beer is really good. Their Pilsner hoppy. Anyway, yeah, definitely be down for like a little coastal. And there is the one still, right? That goes up and down the coast. Just the same as California, right?
I would assume so.
I don't know.
I don't actually know. Whoopsies. Honestly, I live in Central Oregon.
I don't know. Okay, my next one, just because it's super close to me and I haven't really done anything over there yet, but I want to go check out Mount Hood. Like I want to go check out all the cool spots in that area, get at the very top of the peak. I know that there's like is there a few ski resort things or is it just the one? I don't know. I would really like to like find, like in the morning, you just get up, go on that direction, find like a little stop and rob where you can get like really good coffee and like a breakfast sandwich or burrito or whatever, and just like spend all day in the Mount Hood area, just like kind of exploring. So I haven't done it. I'm looking forward to it. And I need to find I have to find my stops, right? Like the snacks, the coffee, the drinks are what I live for in my life. They bring me a lot of joy. So like, that's what I want to find. Or like a cute little candy shop or something, like a little mountain town. That sounds great. So,
I've spent some time on Mount Hood. In the wintertime, obviously, we've talked about it on the pod. I hiked to the Tilly Jane Ski Hut, which is on Mount Hood. And then one summer, I think it was it the first summer I lived here or the second summer I lived here? I'm confused now. But anyways, I hiked the Timberline Trail, which is all the way around Mount Hood. But I've never actually spent time in the town of Hood. And so I do want to do that at some point. I know that they have like a lot of like wine tasting. Like that's typically what people go there for, is like either apple season or wine tasting season, like in the fall, like get an Airbnb and kind of just like hang out there. Cause it is a really cute town. Also like White Salmon is a really cute town, kind of similar to Hood. And I do want to spend time in that area cause I've never actually done something that wasn't like outdoorsy there. Like I've just gone on hikes and whatever at Hood.
Totally.
So
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is like, I don't know. I feel like this is like very iconic for lots of reasons, but it's in like my area. So, but I've actually only been there like maybe four times, but it's called Smith Rock. And it's a Oregon State Park, and it's like really popular for like climbing and whatever. But typically I only go there for sunrise hikes because you can hike up to the top of the trail, and it's just like a beautiful sunrise. Obviously, I don't know if you are looking at a picture of it, Keith, but like there's like very like iconic rock structures. Anyways, if you hike to the top of them, you can look over and just see the really pretty sunset over them. And it's just like stunning views, but people come from like very far away just to go to Smith Rock. It's kind of like really confusing because it looks like you're in like Moab or something, but it's like in the middle of Central Oregon. Like it's kind of random. It's like red rockish looking. And I don't know, it's really crazy. And there's a river that goes through it. And so it's like really fun to just like bring the dogs and like hike around and walk around. So it's beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds fabulous, actually. I'd love to spend a lot more time in bed. I told a few people that we were camping with last weekend that I'll be back in bed sometime this summer so we can like have a little barbecue or, oh, take a picture.
Sorry, I didn't mean not to.
It's okay. Yeah, like have a barbecue and hang out with all of the bend peeps again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this summer I was like, Kat and I were talking, sorry not to interrupt, but Kat and I were talking, and literally every weekend is full. Literally every weekend.
Are you kidding?
I'm like, all the way until
October. That's insane.
Mid-October. I'm like, girl, bye. Anyways, okay.
Okay, my turn. My next one is going to be oh man, I just had it. Okay. So I know we talked a lot about like outdoor activities, but I want to pick some things that are close to Portland because that's where I live. And one of the things I thought would be so fun to do is to go to the Oaks Park amusement park or whatever and do like roller coasters and really.
I did not know there was one.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like a Six Flags establishment or whatever, but it's, definitely like an older amusement park with like, okay. And they have one of the rides does a whole like 360 turn.
No way.
Yeah.
Like the Incredicoaster? So I figured,
totally. Oh my God. Yes. So I just feel like the summer is perfect for like a roller coaster adventure. I think it's a little older, so I will go and like give you guys an update on the pod about like what I liked and what I didn't like about it. But like, yes, an amusement park is right up my alley. I just don't want to go with like all of the sticky babies. I just want to go like on
yeah, probably
adult.
Don't go in the summertime. Like maybe once they go back to school or something.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, anyway, that's awesome. So yeah. I totally want to go. I haven't been on a roller coaster in forever. Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe when you come for June, we'll do like a fun day or something like that. That would be really cool.
My next one is like, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a cop-out. Not a cop-out, but just like obvious. Like Crater Lake is, I'm an NPS employee. And so I feel like I have to talk about it. But also I've been there like tons of times, but only for work. Like I've really only gone twice for just like leisure or like fun or whatever. So yeah, I feel like obviously it's beautiful. It's definitely one of those parks that you drive up to it and look at it and then you drive away. There's like not a whole lot else. It's kind of like the Grand Canyon, you know, where you're like, oh, I can look at this, but like how many angles can I look at this same exact view? But it's beautiful. Like it really is. It's really nice. Like, I don't know. There are things that I want to do there that I haven't had a chance to do because it's so freaking cold here is like, I want to hike down to the lake actually, because it's pretty steep and like, not very many people actually do it, but I want to hike down to the lake and then I want to like paddleboard around the lake and then fish it because the last time I was there in the visitor center, there is like a little plaque and it talks about how obviously the first people to like come to Crater Lake were native and they had like populated the lake for themselves with like other kinds of fish and not like native species. And the National Park Service is all about like keeping the native species alive and all that kind of stuff. And so they have this rule where you can like fish and like keep as many as you want and you don't need a fishing license or anything like that because they're trying to like keep native fish in there. And like there's no fish that are native to that lake in there anymore. So anyways, that's like my dream is to just like paddleboard around and like fish Crater Lake.
That sounds great. Like a dream.
And you've been there too, right?
I think we tried to go because we had stayed in Klamath Falls for like a family vacay, but we did it in like March when it was still like super snowy. So we couldn't get it. I think they had like closed off the road to get to the lake because it was still snowy. So no, I haven't been and I would love to go and I would love to paddleboard and like lay and tan while you fish. That would be great. And I'll just read a book.
Exactly. It they also great. Do this really cool thing where before they open the road at the beginning of the season, or maybe it's the end of the season. Maybe it's September. Anyway, they close the road to cars, but they allow bikers. So you can like ride all 31 miles or whatever around the like rim of the lake on your bike.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Before, or like, so you don't get hit by a car or whatever. I think that'd be really fun to do too.
Yeah. Let's like start the day doing that, get a good workout in, and then just go hang out at the lake all day. I love.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. Nice. Okay, my next one. So my cousin just did this with her 2-year-old. Not too long ago, maybe last year or something. I want to go to the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Me too. That's on my list
in
too.
In Portland. Yeah.
I really want to go.
It looks so cute.
It's actually really good. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw some pictures that she put on like Instagram or whatever. And it's not like the Monterey Bay Aquarium is massive. You can literally spend a week there and still not see everything. Totally. But I think this is like a quick like couple of hours just to go in. And then you can remember when we went to Vegas and we were at
the museum. MGM. Yeah. What was that?
It was like the Sharks Museum or something like that. Yeah. It was really, really cool. I love a good aquarium. I'm here for it. So that's on my list. I definitely want to do that sometime in the near future. I don't have kids, but maybe they have like adult only events or something. Cause they used to do that at the, what was it in San Francisco? It was the Academy. Or was it the Academy? I don't remember. Yeah, the Academy of Science and Arts or whatever. They would do like adult only stuff at night on Thursdays, like with the very first Thursday of the month. And they have like a DJ come in and you can walk around and see all the exhibits with like your cocktail. And I'm like, that sounds so great. So I hope that they do that there at the aquarium. I love a good aquarium.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one. That's definitely on my list too. Sorry, I was looking up. I don't actually know where the – oh, okay. I found the name of it. Sorry. I was like blanking on the name, but I really want to go to the Willamette Valley and I want to wine tasting because I haven't actually done that yet. So I don't know. Me and Kate have been talking about it. We were like thinking about doing it this year also, but my dream is to just like get driven around in a car and just get to go to like a bunch of different wineries for the day. I think that'd be so fun. So I don't actually know that much information or like the go-to places or anything like that, but I think we can definitely figure it out. But yeah, it's definitely top on the list. And also there's like even Oregon license plates that are like have the Willamette Valley on them. Like it's a thing. Like it's very popular and people come here like just for that, which I think is so fascinating compared to like California, you know, wine country where Kaif and I like grew up basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it will be, we just have to like do a little taste test and see what the difference is between the wines, Oregon versus California wines, you know?
Yeah. We'll have to do a taste testing episode and bring back our top five.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Always down for a wine tasting day. You know me.
You want to do just one more? I feel like we're.
Yeah, I have one more.
Cool.
Okay, so the next one that I have, this is going to make me sound so stupid. I don't care. They always have this like huge Shakespearean festival in Oregon. And I can't remember when it is. I was just trying to find the season calendar because I don't know when they're doing it. But it's supposed to be like, I mean, I'm an English major, so obviously like I'm kind of keen on Shakespeare a little bit. Just a little bit. But also I think it would be really cool to go see like Macbeth in like a real play or something.
Definitely.
I don't know. Something super cool like that. Or like Othello and have it all be maybe in the fall time. Like I don't know when the dates are, but anyway, I think that would be so fun to just like watch a whole bunch of plays and do that. Cause it's also like a very Oregon, like a big thing that they do in Oregon.
It really is. Yeah. I've heard about it multiple times, but you could not pay me to go to that. Like,
okay. Honestly. Don't invite Kelly to the Shakespearean Festival.
That
fair enough.
Sounds like my nightmare. Like, no.
I'll take my mom. She'll love it.
No, I want to like it. I really do. But like, I don't understand anything they're saying. Like, I think it would just be miserable. I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'll take my mom. But I think it's like one of those things, like a medieval festival thing where you can like walk like around a Renaissance with a turkey leg
or something.
Something like that. Yeah, I think. Totally. Anyway.
Where people dress up and whatever. I mean, your girl loves a theme. I could dress up.
I don't know if you're going to like the Shakespearean theme, though. That's probably not up your alley.
Yeah, for real. It's, yeah. What is it? It's like the frilly, like, collars and, like, whatever. Silly stuff.
Yeah. Chaste dresses and, like, one of those, the...
Ooh, a little, like, things not a vandal. What's it called?
A corset that you have to, like, suction cup your whole ribs into. And anyway, I just thought that would be, like, a really cool, fun... the different thing to do that's super like very Oregon. Anyway, all right, you go.
I feel like that's plenty. There's like so many cool things to do in Oregon. But I feel like we do need to do some like honorable mentions, which I don't feel like is like a real whole thing, but like I really have been wanting to go to Tillamook and do like the cheese factory, obvi. And then I also really want to go to Pendleton, but I know that there's not really anything in Pendleton, but I just kind of want to go because, you know, everything that comes from Pendleton is like so cute and whatever, but I don't really think there's a lot to do there. I know there's like a rodeo there, but other than that, I don't think there's really anything there but the factory.
No, I've been to one too many a rodeo in my life. I'll skip that. Thank you.
Oh my God. The sisters rodeo is like so huge. Like people come from all over to go to the sisters rodeo.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm totally gonna go this year. For sure. But I don't know if I need to go to another rodeo in my life.
Funny. Yeah. And then the last thing that I want to mention is just like beer, like breweries. Obviously there's so many good breweries and like they're all over the place. Like obviously there's Rogue, you know, obviously there's Deschutes, like obviously there's 10 Barrel, like all these breweries that like made it like pretty big all come from Oregon, which is like pretty fun. My favorite beer of all time is called Dead Guy and it comes from the Rogue Brewery, and I've never been there, so I do want to go and hit that one up because I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, but where is that? We don't know.
Good question. Oops. I mean, I know there's a town called Rogue, isn't there?
Probably. I don't know. Let me see if I can find it really fast. That's the one, the black can with like the cutest little weird skeleton looking thing, it right? Is. Love it. It's in Portland.
It does say it's in Portland. Interesting.
It's like,
well, I definitely drove by a Rogue like town before when I was coming up from the south. It's like near like Ashlandy area, I think, or Medford. Oh crap, I can't.
It's
remember.
Only a 20-minute drive from where I'm at right now.
Oh, shut up! Oh my God, we're going when I come to visit you.
Yeah. Okay, heck, I love it.
That would be so sweet.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't like beer most of the time, but that beer literally is so good. I don't even know what it is. It's not even like. I don't even know what kind of beer it is. It's not an IPA, thank God, because I hate IPAs. But anyway.
Yeah, no, same.
Do you have any honorable mentions that you just, like, want to do off the top of your head?
I mean, food trucks for sure.
Yeah,
like,
Portland food for sure. Yeah.
Definitely want to go check out the food truck situation. I went to the there's one in Beaverton that I really liked. That one was good. There's another one that's in like near Milwaukee, I think. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, there's just a bunch of them around here, like little pockets. So I definitely want to go do that. The Pearl District is supposed to be like the downtown kind of vibe-in area, like hang out and do cool stuff. So I definitely want to go check out. I have like a ton of recommendations for different cool restaurants and stuff in Portland that I want to go check out. And then the other Voodoo Donuts, because that's pretty popular, like big thing here in Portland. A to do is to go get a donut. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll go get some donuts. And that sounds so good.
The only time I've been to Voodoo is in Orlando. We went when I went to Disney World. They had a Voodoo Donut there. So nice. I never actually have been to Oregon one.
I've never had a Voodoo Donut before. So I've got to like go get my donut.
Also, anyway. I wanted to mention that I think your husband would really like, I went to the one time that I went to Portland. Okay, I've been there twice, but one time I actually like went out in Portland. I went to this really cool like arcade bar.
Oh, so you
would
fun.
Really like it. Yeah, it's so fun. And I love obviously it. Obviously, there's beer. So, and alcohol, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he's,
yeah.
He's definitely a liquor guy, but yeah, that sounds like so much fun. I love a good arcade. Like, oh, what are the skee ball or whatever?
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
That's called.
For sure.
Love it. Love it.
Anyway, come along with us and we'll go to all these places that we haven't been yet and see what's cool about Oregon, you know? Like, there's a lot of fun stuff.
This is going to be our bucket list. This is our year, like, knock it off, you know, knock these things out. And we'll just have to keep everybody up to date on the pod about how we're doing things in Oregon and living our lives.
Yeah.
Doing cool stuff.
For sure. Do you want to do a gratitude and grievance real quick?
Yes, I can do, do you have something like in the pocket? Are you ready? No. Okay. I'll figure out a gratitude or a grievance. Okay. I'll figure out a grievance. Yeah, it's been kind of like sticky hot lately. Like, it's weird. It's been like 87 degrees.
Still in Portland?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty warm here.
Not this weekend, so, though. It's cooling off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to cool off a little bit, thank God, because I have to go do, like, a bunch of yard work this weekend, so it's going to kind of suck. But, no, it'll be nice and chilly. Well, not chilly, but cooler, which is good. But in the morning, like, it's so hot. I have my hot coffee already, and I haven't really unpacked all of my, like, cool weather clothes. I'm still kind of living in this like weird spring / winter like sweaters and things like that. So I was sweating up a storm at like 10 o'clock this morning because it was already so hot. I had my hot coffee on and there's no like, anyway, I just like had really
iced coffee season, baby.
I know I need to do that, but I had like sweat stains.
Nice.
It was not a cute look, but that's my grievance for the day. Like I just, annoyed that like I'm in this state in my life where I need to get my life together, get my like spring stuff unpacked, get like moved into my bedroom and move on to like the next stage, which is going to be all summer everything. So just yeah, my grievance is sweat stains. If you are the person who gets sweat stains like I do, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Kelly doesn't sweat. She doesn't smell. It's fine. I'm just over here like a gross gremlin, but it's fine.
I can definitely become a gross gremlin. I just don't have BO and I don't really sweat. So I don't know. I don't know why.
She like did a little hair flip at that moment. Okay. And it was very Kelly.
I didn't mean to. That was unrelated. Anyways, so my gratitude is just like, planners, you know what I mean? Just like people planning shit and like being good at communicating, because I feel like I am always the one that's planning and always have to like make the things and make the plans. I mean, mostly because like my sketch is kind of insane, but I appreciate like Cave texted me last night about like booking a weekend and just like getting it on the calendar and stuff because she knows that my schedule is a little cray. And so, yeah, it's just like if she didn't, like I don't think I would have seen her this summer, honestly. So I'm grateful for that. And then my other friend texted me today about going backpacking and just like following up because we talked about it a long time ago. We reserved a weekend and everything, but actually just like, okay, like here are options for like hikes you want to do, like what are your thoughts? And I'm just like, oh my God, this is so nice. Like I have to do is like look at a link, you know, and just like respond. And she's like booking the campsite and all that stuff. And it just like feels so much easier that just like getting help with like planning things and stuff is like so nice. So
taking some things off your plate. Yeah. That's really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also makes it fun because like sometimes, you know, like, yeah, I do like doing what I want to do, but it's so nice to like hear other people's opinions and whatever, and people not just like go with whatever I say, because like, I don't technically know most of the time, you know, it's just like what I've looked into or what I've researched. Winging it. Or whatever. Yeah, I'm just winging it. And so, like, I feel bad if it, like, doesn't turn out fun. Or, like, you know, there's just, like, a lot of pressure, too.
There is.
So I love when there's just, like, help and input and all that stuff. So I'm grateful for you. And I'm grateful for Nisa, like, texting me and just following up and making sure we're going backpacking and we're doing all the things. And making sure that the plans actually, like, follow through. Because at this point, we just, like, got to book things and like reserve things and whatever, because like shit's just flying by. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I know every day it's just like, how are we already almost at the end of May? Like what happened to all the time? Anyway,
honestly, like I can't believe it. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Anyhow,
it's crazy.
I know. Anyway, it's crazy.
Well, my brain is officially fried. Same. I'm gonna go lay down and probably cry, but in a good way. You know what I mean? No, in a good way. Sometimes you just need to like do a quick cry and like get back into an equilibrium. So I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
It's a good cry. It's not a bad cry. Don't worry about it.
Great. Good to hear.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna try and like get this pup out and ready and like ready. But I feel like I have to do that once an episode. Like, oh my God, what the hell? Yeah, we're gonna try and get this pup out and ready, and then What would be really, really nice is if Kaif and I, we'll talk about this when we stop recording, but if Kaif and I could record when we're actually together, that would be ideal mm-hmm. for the actual strawberry episode, or week of strawberry episode, I guess. So TBD, we'll see what happens, TBD. But we're going to be together. Oh my God. Like literally in a week from tomorrow.
Yay!
Yeah. So
I know I've had a lot of Kelly time lately and I'm here for it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right. You hate it.
No, I love it. I hate it. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Have you said that? Anyway.
Okay. We'll be coming to you from Strawberry very soon. So we love you all so much.
Bye.
Thanks for being candid with us, Kaif. That's what you're supposed to say.
Oh, thanks for being candid with us.
She's just beatboxing. Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review.
Your feedback helps us make the show even better.
Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30.
Thanks for being candid with us.